If you love good music that stirs your soul, you've come to the right place. We call this place Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is DJ Rick, bringing you just a little bit of my favorite soul, funk, and R&B music. I'm glad you can join me.
It was hard for me to decide how to start this show. I could have started with Betty Everett's You're No Good, or with Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Sonny Boy Williamson, or any other musician who recorded blues music at the famous Chess Records in Chicago. I could have started it with the jazzy instrumental Wade in the Water from the Ramsey Lewis Trio, or the over-the-top pop soul version of Summertime by Billy Stewart, or even television commercials for Folgers Coffee. This drummer was everywhere. But let's get started with this R&B gem from 1965. Listen carefully to the drum and bass line. That was Rescue Me by Fontella Bass, recorded in September 1965 and released as a single on Checker Records. The funky bass line was played by Louis Satterfield. This is the guy who literally wrote the book on playing bass guitar. That is, he co-wrote a book entitled Playing the Bass Guitar. More about that later. The catchy drumming on Rescue Me was by Maurice White. Together, Louis and Moe were the rhythm section for almost all sessions recorded at Chess Records and its subsidiaries in Chicago. Together, they played on hundreds or even thousands of sessions. Rescue Me was a smash hit, staying at number one on the R&B chart for 4 weeks, and it crossed over to the pop charts, getting to number four. As a result of his success as a session drummer, Maurice White was hired by Ramsey Lewis to fill the seat vacated by drummer Red Holt. The reformed Ramsey Lewis Trio went on to great success with international hits and tours. The Ramsey Lewis Trio was a class act, too. They played big, important venues with upscale crowds. Maurice White was making real money for the first time in his life. He won a Grammy as part of the Ramsey Lewis Trio. He had a burgundy Buick Riviera and a closet full of fine clothing. He was able to help his family buy a house. But he was not happy. He was partying after gigs, drinking too much, and eating poorly. He was restless and dissatisfied. In order to break out his malaise, he started hanging out at the Afro Arts Theater on the south side of Chicago. There he found other African Americans who were into new ways of thinking, healthy eating, and spirituality. They also emphasized a consciousness of African heritage and roots. Since the time he was a child, his goal had been simply to be the best drummer in the world. But in 1966, at the Afro Arts Theater, he saw a musical instrument he had never seen before. It was called an African thumb piano, or kalimba. He began a very deep period of introspection. He studied philosophy and religions and prayed and meditated every day. And he began to see a new pathway opening for him in the future. And the kalimba was the key to his vision. He later wrote a song about that kalimba with the lyrics, "Saw it in a store one day, thought it might make me play future music for all of you. Fills all my needs, gave me the key, door was open for me to see. Playing around the world, touching all the boys and girls with a new love to make them free." In 1969, after 9 albums with the Ramsey Lewis Trio, he quit. He hired some musicians from Chicago and formed a new band. He called it Earth, Wind, and Fire, based upon the elements in his astrological sign. He had a powerful vision of a band that was rooted in the African heritage, yet universal. Spiritual, positive, clean living, and free from drugs. Over the next few years, things did not go as planned, and for a time there were no gigs and no money. He moved the band from Chicago to Los Angeles. Their first two albums did not sell well. Musicians quit or were let go. New, younger, hungrier musicians were recruited. They rehearsed endlessly and toured college campuses all over the U.S., trying to build an audience. In 1973, I was at the University of Washington. Earth, Wind, and Fire released their third album. I bought it. I loved it. Let's play the first song on the album, which features that kalimba. Thank you. You just heard the song Evil by Earth, Wind, and Fire from their breakthrough album Head to the Sky. The song only reached number 50 on the pop chart and topped out at number 25 in the R&B chart, so it was not a smash hit. I played my old vinyl album because the song doesn't appear on most of my compilation CDs. But that album got a lot of play, particularly on college campuses, and ultimately sold over 1 million copies. This is DJ Rick. You're listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, on Vashon Island, Washington, and streaming worldwide at voiceofvashon.org. Earth, Wind, and Fire was a large band, 9 members, and in 1973, the lineup was Maurice White on vocals, drums, and kalimba, his half-brother Verdeen White on bass and percussion, Philip Bailey on vocals and percussion, Larry Dunn on keyboards, Ralph Johnson on drums and percussion, Jessica Cleaves on vocals, Al McKay on guitar and percussion, Andrew Woolfolk on sax, flute and percussion, and Johnny Graham on guitar and percussion. Yeah, that's a lot of percussion, and it shows on such extended jams on Head to the Sky as Zanzibar, which is a jazzy 13-minute cut that is frankly great, but too long to showcase now. Instead, we're going to play a live version of Earth, Wind, and Fire's first smash hit, with Maurice White's kalimba leading the way as they take the stage.
Yeah. these words of thee.
Be a giant grain of sand.
That was Shining Star, recorded live before a very appreciative audience in 1975. Shining Star hit number one on both the pop chart and the R&B chart and won the Grammy in 1976. The album, That's the Way of the World, went multi-platinum, selling over 5 million copies. That album was considered one of the best albums of the 70s, and many of the songs were co-written or arranged by the great Charles Stepney, a hugely influential musician, producer, and arranger from Chess Records, even though this was being recorded for Columbia Records. The cover art of That's the Way of the World was by the esteemed photographer Norman Seeff, who I mentioned in my earlier Respect show about Rufus and Chaka Khan. The musicianship of this band, Earth, Wind, and Fire, was top-notch, because Maurice White had been a successful session drummer who worked with everyone in all styles. He only wanted the best. Maurice had arranged for his younger half-brother, Verdeen, to be taught by bass great Louis Satterfield. Verdeen was a lanky, skinny man with huge hands and fingers and was a showman by instinct. He was an unlikely sex symbol with a large, toothy smile, long flowing hair, and wild dancing style, but was a very fast, flashy bass player on his large Telecaster bass. Verdeen is considered one of the best bass players ever, and as I mentioned earlier, co-wrote the book Playing the Bass Guitar with his mentor Louis Satterfield. The book remains a vital source of instruction and has never gone out of print. The other voice that was dominant is Philip Bailey, who was the second lead singer, often sharing songs with Maurice White. A gifted drummer and percussion player, he was a natural baritone, but with a multi-octave voice, he often used his powerful voice in the falsetto range. He drove the girls crazy with his high cheekbones, smooth skin, and overall good looks. Let's get a taste of his falsetto in this beautiful ballad from the album That's the Way of the World.
Mm-hmm.
That was the song Reasons. Philip Bailey sings lead on that beautiful love ballad. He shared songwriting credits with Maurice White and Charles Stepney. The song Reasons did not chart, but it has endured. Partially, it has been a favorite to be played at weddings, which is curious because the lyrics are about the temptation to have a one-night stand. My friend Jeremy Edmonds told me that That's the Way of the World was the first album she ever bought, and that her whole family thought it was the total deal. It is listed in the 500 Greatest Albums of All Time by Rolling Stone magazine, which said that it contains, quote, the make-out music of the gods. So, let's play the title track.
Oh,
That's The Way of the World was written by Maurice White, Verdeen White, and Charles Stepney. The interplay between the tenor vocals by Maurice White and the shimmering falsetto by Philip Bailey is classic Earth, Wind, and Fire. Verdeen's bass line is also particularly tasty. Filling out the orchestration is Larry Dunn on keys and synth. Larry Dunn was one of the funkiest keyboard players ever. He could play any style of music and acted as musical director for the band. He also wrote or co-wrote many of the songs for the band. Get this, from 1975 to 1987, Earth, Wind, and Fire had 8 songs hit number 1 on the R&B chart and 23 songs in the top 20. They had 5 top 10 albums in the 70s. Larry Dunn said that one of Maurice's visions, which was brilliant, was that, as well as having a well-honed and toned band musically, let's give the people a feast for their eyes as well as for their ears. The high-energy live shows became a spectacle, with fantastic and extravagant props, elaborate costumes, choreographed dance steps, and even stage tricks designed by magicians Doug Henning and David Copperfield. They had a new sound system built at a cost of $200,000, which is over $1 million in current funds, to make the sound loud and perfectly clear. The equipment needed for an Earth, Wind, and Fire arena show took a fleet of big semi-trucks. And the band was a huge draw, filling the biggest arenas. Earth, Wind, and Fire became the first African-American band to get paid the same amount of money as the big British bands were getting. So let's go ahead and play 2 in a row.
Bye. You want my love and you can't deny. You know it's true, but you try to hide. Yeah. You turn down love like it's really bad. Bless your soul, you can fool a few. Girl, I look in your eyes, see you care. So why not stop trying to run and hide? You won't find out if you never try.
You want my love?
Ooh,
I bet you.
Oh, oh, oh.
You just listened to two classic Earth, Wind & Fire songs. The first was September, co-written by Maurice White, Allie Willis, and Al McKay. It was released as a single in 1978 and was a number one hit. It was included on a compilation album, The Best of Earth, Wind & Fire Volume 1, which itself sold over 5 million copies. If you heard, Al McKay played the plucked string guitar riff on the opening of September. He said that many times he would be just tuning up and fooling around with the guitar, and Maurice would walk by and start singing something off the top of his head, and pretty soon they would have an idea for a new song. It's interesting that Al McKay had met Maurice White at the famous Black and Tan nightclub in Seattle, while he was the guitarist for the Charles Wright and 103rd Street Band. Al McKay had also worked in the road band for Sammy Davis Jr., and even before that, he toured with Ike and Tina Turner on the Chitlin' Circuit and played on Tina Turner's smash River Deep Mountain High, produced by Phil Spector. Ralph Slick Johnson was one of the drummers, along with another White sibling, Fred White. Those dueling drums contributed to the funky groove. In the live performances, there were always abundant percussion instruments on stage, with two complete drum kits, plus Latin-style congas and timbales and maracas, West African djembe and shikari, and cowbells and more. Every person on stage would contribute percussion at times. The second song was Can't Hide Love, written by Skip Scarborough. He wrote many hit songs, recorded by soul groups Blue Magic, Confunction, Phyllis Hyman, Patti LaBelle, and many others. Skip Scarborough also wrote the following great love ballad.
If I kiss, if I held you tight in the morning light, yeah. Would you mind if I said how I felt in the lead tonight?
That excellent ballad was Love's Holiday. Maurice White's excellent singing voice is featured on Love's Holiday. Not bad for a drummer and bandleader. And, as a bandleader, Maurice White decided to disband Earth, Wind & Fire in 1984. For his production company, Kalimba Productions, he then went on to produce records for himself and other artists, including The Emotions, Denise Williams, and Barbra Streisand. Maurice White's Parkinson's disease was diagnosed in 1990, and he withdrew from touring with the band, although he remained in an executive producer role until his death. This is DJ Rick. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, on Vashon Island, Washington, and streaming worldwide at voiceofvashon.org. Let's hear a live version of one of my favorites, Fantasy. Originally released as a single from the multi-platinum album All in All, it remains one of the most cherished live cuts. That great live version of Fantasy was recorded in Japan in 1996. Philip Bailey's falsetto still climbs into the stratosphere. It's unfortunate, but Maurice White passed away February 4, 2016, from complications of Parkinson's disease. Noting Maurice White's passing, Rolling Stone magazine offered the following tribute. During their heyday, Earth, Wind & Fire were a commercial juggernaut, releasing 9 platinum albums, scoring 15 top 40 hits, and winning 6 Grammys. They were an experience unlike any other in pop or R&B, combining unstoppable grooves with one-world uplift and over-the-top spectacle. Earth, Wind & Fire had total sales of over 100 million records. They had many, many awards and honors. They had 17 Grammy nominations and 6 Grammys awarded. They were in the NAACP Hall of Fame, the BET Lifetime Achievement Award winners, the Soul Train Legend Award, and were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000. On their last studio album, Now, Then, and Forever, Maurice White's words were, as always, uplifting. He said, "It is my hope that this music will continue to tie past to the future, reminding us of the love that unites us to our ancestors and to our descendants and to each other. Peace." Maurice White.
The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, said in 1968 that soul doesn't need to be defined because it's a feeling. This is DJ Rick, and you have been listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH-FM. Thanks for listening.
Find out what it means to me.